What's up, my friends? It's Wednesday. You are in the right place. This is Oral Stimulation. I am so happy to be here. I think this is my favorite hour of the week. It's so nice and peaceful. I get to talk to my friends. I'm really excited tonight because joining me is Alex DeLeon.
Hello, Melissa.
I love this guy's voice. Love it, love it, love it. I actually met him over the phone when I was working at an office job, and I had the pleasure of calling his company over and over. And then I just called for no reason, just to talk, just to hear from you. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Where do I begin?
Anywhere.
I'm 35. I'll start with my age. I was born in Newport Beach. I live in Huntington.
You are single. That's the important part. You're single, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm very single.
Now, he's got some girls that are attached to him, but he is single. So if you love his voice, like I do, and are single, call in 800-893-9562 and talk to us. Tell us what you've been up to.
Please call in. I'm excited to talk
to people.
Call
in, yeah. Now, I've been very busy this week. Actually, the day after the last show, I was treated to the Boyz II Men concert. It was so much fun. It was amazing. It was like going back in time, hearing all those old songs again. I felt like I was 10 years old dancing in the driveway with my sister.
And they still got it, right?
They do. Yes. Man, that guy has way more energy than I had.
What's your all-time favorite Boyz II Men song?
Oh, gosh. It's either Motown. No, you know what it is? It's that one. It's like, I don't know the title, but it's I'll Make Love to You. You know that? Oh, God.
Yes.
If someone sang that to me while they were in bed with me, forget it. It's over. It's over. You could do anything at that point. And
I wish I had a voice to sing.
It was a great concert. I had so much fun. Also this week, I did something pretty cool. I filmed another video for the Funny Squad. You can find them on YouTube. They are on the verge of blowing up. So get in and check them out while you can. We're going to get ready to start filming a Halloween video. And I'm just beside myself. I can't wait. I get to do the makeup. I'm going to work on some of the costumes. And they wrote a part just for me. I'm so excited. It's going
to
be awesome.
So I need to get your autograph before I leave tonight,
yes.
Right?
That's what you're saying. Yeah, you probably want to, yeah. Definitely. To update the people who listened last week, Jean and I were talking about anal, and she was sure that after that conversation, I was going to have a whole new outlook. But I am happy to report that I have not gone there yet. I am still an anal virgin.
Was it lack of opportunity or?
You know, I'm just not rushing it. If it happens, it happens, but I'm not running to the bedroom with the lube or anything.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. What, have you ever gone there?
Yes.
Really?
I've gone there. Yes, I have.
Is it different?
Yes, it is a little different.
Do you think about it though? I mean, do you think it's like, oh, there's poop?
Yes, I think that's one of the fear for any guy that's going down there. But I prefer the other hole as opposed to that.
Really?
Yeah, the mouth.
Is that okay now? Out of the three, really, the mouth is the best?
No, I like to penetrate some nice vagina lips.
That is disgusting.
There's
so many ways to say it, and that's the one you went for?
Yes.
You're lucky you have a great voice. That is so gross. Ew. Okay. Well, speaking of awkward moments and surprise positions, I have one for you. I know quite a bit when it comes to sex. It takes a lot to surprise me. Okay. I've heard everything. I haven't done everything, but I've heard everything. I've researched everything. I know what's out there. But this one, when I came across it today, I couldn't believe it. I can't wait to tell you this. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's called autopederasty. And what that is sticking one's own fully erect penis in their own rectum. Just let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a visual.
Why would you want a visual?
I'm more of a visual learner.
I know male anatomy pretty well.
Yes.
And I just don't know how this is possible. Now, I've heard of autofellatio.
Yes.
Fine. That's whatever. You can do it if you have a hammock, I guess. I'm sure. Autocunnilingus.
Okay.
A little more difficult, I would assume. I would imagine. I don't know. But this, there's no bending over, but this just seems a little beyond.
I just want to know, how were you just on the internet looking for stuff?
Listen, I'm not sure how I come across these things necessarily. I just know they just come into my head. And that's how it goes. But there's actually a porn.
Really?
That is focused on this guy. It's called Go Fuck Yourself.
And he literally fucks himself.
Yeah. In the ass. This is amazing. So consider trying it with two people. Now this guy's just branching out and doing it on his own.
You have this fixation on anal, don't you?
No. I'm just trying to give the listeners a broad range of topics.
Okay.
A lot of things that they can think about, consider.
That just brought Go Fuck Yourself to a whole other level.
Right?
For me.
Now, imagine you're in a fight with someone now.
Okay.
You're really mad.
Angry mad.
It's on. You're about to walk away, but you want one last, you got to get the last word in there.
Yes.
So you yell,
go fuck yourself.
And now, are you actually going to be able to do that with a straight face? Or are you going to drive home wondering like, gosh, did he? How would that work? Wouldn't that hurt if you, okay, well, first of all, you have to bend it.
Yes.
Which I've heard guys don't like.
That puts you in an awkward position to bend it, especially going that direction.
Right. And then second, you have to get around, you know, the junk down below.
Yes.
Do you go right over? Do you go to the side?
It seems like you would go right over it. Well, not over it, but you'd like say it.
Wouldn't that get in the way though?
I think it would.
Because, I mean, this thing would have to be pretty massive.
That's the only way I could think it could be.
Now,
some nice ginormous.
A good friend who you guys might know, Mr. Ron Swallow, told me the other day, because he also just consumes a lot of knowledge, I guess, that the record junk size was 14 inches.
Okay.
All right. And if the callers want to contest that, 800-893-9562. But that's what we're working with right now. So, I mean, that would give you the length, I guess.
I think it's actually doable 14 inches, but I think just the pain of kind of bending it backwards and doing that in that position is a little rough.
Are you going to try it?
No.
I would try it. I mean.
Yeah.
I hear all these things I hear. I have to honestly like consider for a second, like, maybe I would go. I don't know, because I've found myself just throughout life, not necessarily in the bedroom, but just throughout life, I've found myself in so many positions doing so many things. I said, I'll never do that. At this point right now, I can't say I'll never do anything. I don't want to be caught in a lie down the road, you know?
Yeah, you never know where it'll take you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
You know, you always hear that saying, you always got to try everything once.
That's true.
But
not everything.
I don't know if I'll try that.
I think you should. I want to know how many guys are going to try it right now. How many guys have tuned me out?
And are actually doing it?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
We have a call. Yeah?
It is amazing how you can just bring up these topics all the time, Melissa.
What's your name?
This is Marcellus.
Oh, hey, this is our funny squad guy here.
I appreciate the shout out. I heard it.
Good stuff. What are you doing tonight? Are you going to try it? I mean, I heard you are a big black man.
Wow,
so naturally, okay. This would be...
Naturally, that's what I've been told. No, but I've heard the comment, is the biggest size really 14 inches though? I'm just curious.
That's what I heard. That's what Ron Swallow told me.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. I just wanted to ask the question. Now that I know the truth, I guess I'll just get off the line now.
right. Well, thank you so much. You get back to writing.
We'll do.
We will talk to you soon. That was Marcellus. He's awesome. He really is a cool guy.
Seems like it.
He gets a little red-faced when I talk about this stuff. But I mean, he's pretty dark, so he doesn't get red. Maybe like purple face. Oh God, I can't go there.
But so, yeah. You seem like you are a little button pusher anyways. You like to push people to their limits.
I do. Sometimes.
Am I wrong in saying that or
you know what? I like to find out which buttons people have. And then I wait till the right time to push them. I don't just go crazy. You know, I just don't get in front of the switchboard and go nuts for no reason.
I wouldn't go crazy. That's like a red flag for me. I'm running.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, would it ever be worth it? I mean, how hot would a girl have to be to get you to stick around?
You know what, though? I'm not really all about the looks. I mean, she could be the hottest girl, but that's not the biggest thing for me. I think for me, I'm like, honestly, I'm more of like the, it sounds toy cliche, I'm more of like the mind fuck. Mm-hmm. I like the mental stimulation more or less.
Now, how ugly would she have to be for you to say no?
With or without alcohol?
We're not talking about Vegas. We're talking about, okay, let me ask you this. This is totally off topic, but we'll get back there eventually. Sometimes guys like to be with a big girl, but they kind of keep her in the closet.
Yes.
Now, you don't seem like the type that would hide a girl if you were really into her. But maybe you are. If a girl is, I mean, she's just really doing it for you mentally.
Yes.
How ugly does she have to be for you to not bring her around your friends?
You know what? I always stay positive. I look at the... I mean, she may not be the prettiest or the nicest thing to look at, like what you were saying, but in all honesty, I'm not going to front. Like, I need to be attracted to them in some way.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I don't know if I would go to that level if I wasn't, but I'm a sucker for brunettes and nice smiles. And if they have hoop earrings, I will literally stop at their head.
Are you serious?
I will not even elevate her. I am.
Hoop earrings?
That's the ghetto in me.
Okay. Do you base it on size of the hoop? Now, I've heard there's a correlation between the bigger the hoop, the bigger the whore.
Actually,
it's just another bit of knowledge I picked up.
No comment on that because I might have some friends listening.
Girls, it's true. But sometimes it's okay. Sometimes you have to let it out a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's a time and place for any of that.
It's Vegas, huh? That's why you go so much.
Who doesn't like Vegas?
You got to go with the right people.
I agree. I mean, I have friends that I go with and we will sit there and we will party rock and like not sleep. And I have friends that will literally, we won't even step inside a casino. We could go shopping or go, actually a couple times back when I was there, I went and I got like a 2-hour massage from this girl that I've gone to for like 6-7 years that I've known. And, you know, with work and everything, just to get away, it was relaxing. No happy ending, nothing like that. Just full body massage.
Is it more relaxing if you're not anticipating the happy ending? Or, I mean, is the happy ending like part of it? And so you're just going to go with it because you're in Vegas and you're never going to see that girl again.
No, you know what? I think it varies. I mean, I think if I'm with the mindset that I want to go get the happy ending, then yes, then that's the expectation. But, you know, the girl that I go to, it's not like that at all. It's literally just, I mean, she's a professional and I admire her work. I wouldn't go back and forth for that long if it wasn't.
I don't know if I could do the happy ending thing. Because I feel like the performer in me would need to come out. Like, there's this poor guy. I'm assuming it's a guy. Maybe it's a girl. I don't know. There's this poor massage therapist standing there. You know, they're probably tired. They don't want to rub you down all day long. Maybe you have a gross mole. I don't know. But if I'm anticipating the happy ending, I feel like I'm going to have to give them... I want them to know they're doing a good job.
Well, I think by the climax, well, in our case, the ejaculation.
Yeah, you can't
They did a good job.
And then what, do they wear gloves or something?
No gloves.
Really?
No gloves.
Are you an expert at this? Do you get this done quite a bit?
No, but I don't know how we got on this topic.
Oh, you are turning red.
I am absolutely beat red right now. Stop sign red.
Okay, we'll move on to our next topic then. I want you to come back.
I'm still here. I'm not leaving.
All right, so we've talked about the autopederasty.
Yes.
We've talked about the autofellatio, the autocunnilingus. People have all kinds of unique things they're doing in the bedroom, but there are ways to take your fetish out of the bedroom. You might be doing something totally innocent, and some guy across the street could be getting completely turned on by it.
Yeah, actually, I might agree. I'm actually a voyeur. I like to watch.
The one I heard about today.
What happened?
Was a muddy boots fetish.
Excuse me?
Yeah, muddy boots. Like rain boots. They're dirty and muddy. Guys like think this is the greatest thing. Now I'm thinking this has got to be a latex fetish, a shoe fetish, and a foot fetish all kind of rolled into one here.
I'm still trying to figure it out, actually.
Yeah, just, you know, muddy rain boots. Girls wearing, stomping around in muddy rain boots.
And guys get off on that.
I guess.
I think I would go with the latex.
Just the latex?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Guys do have that foot fetish. I know guys that first thing they do is they want to see a girl's feet.
Before anything?
Yeah, it's just straight up. I have friends that will just go, I want to see your toes.
And what? The girls are like, all right.
You know what? Some girls are really proud of them and some of them are embarrassed. So, you know, they're like, oh, fuck you. Walk away. And there's girls that, you know, obviously some of them, most of them show their toes. A lot of women wear like open toe shoes or like slip-ons or whatever. What do they call them? Flats. I don't know what they're called.
Girls like that attention? Or are they like, no, but wait, my boobs are here.
Well, no, it just depends on we're talking fetish-wise. I mean, I think I have friends that are like ass guys and friends that are like titty guys.
And so feet guys. Depends.
Yeah.
And what kind of guy are you?
I'm more of an ass guy.
Just an ass guy?
Yes.
An ass and a personality guy.
Well, like I said, I'm a sucker for a nice smile. And then once I get the smile, then I look a little bit deeper. But that's...
Like to the ass?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, if I have a brunette with hoop earrings and a nice smile, everything else is a plus.
I left my hoop earrings at home tonight.
Dude, next time I see you, hoop earrings.
Hoop earrings all the way. All right.
We'll go shopping for them after.
Nice. All right. I'm actually heading over to see Marcellus after this.
Are
you? I have to pick up some stuff to work on some costumes for the movie. I'm so excited. Okay.
Seem excited.
I'm beside myself. This one's going to blow up.
That's good.
Yeah. So the next weird fetish that I came across today, just came across, totally innocent. I wasn't looking for this or anything. Formicophilia. It is the fetish of insects crawling on your genitalia. They say this is especially popular in developing countries where this might have happened off the cuff, I guess. And then people are like, hey, that was kind of cool. And then they grab a cockroach, stick it down their pants. I don't know exactly how that goes. I saw the most disgusting cockroach today.
Where?
Outside a 99 cent store.
Of course.
It was huge. Like, I saw it from across the parking lot.
They weren't selling it to eat, right?
No. But I kind of tried to avoid the grocery section of that store then.
Actually, there was one time I was eating at a CPK and the girl I was with, she ordered a salad. And there was a bug, like a huge bug that came out of it. Oh. And it was green. You would have never noticed it. And it just crawled out. And we called
after she started eating.
Well, actually, I think she took one bite.
Oh.
And the manager comes over and goes, well, you know, we pick our stuff fresh, straight out of the back.
straight out of the bag. Yeah. Ew. That's nasty.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
That's... All right. So would you ever let a bug crawl in your junk?
On purpose, no. I think maybe for sleeping, I'm sure if there happened to be like a spider walking by, it wouldn't be on purpose.
Ugh.
But I couldn't picture. Or I mean, that's just kind of weird for me.
You know about all the weird people that put like things in their vagina, right? Like live lobsters and stuff.
Oh God, I've heard about that.
Yeah. I heard some pretty disgusting stories.
Like the stuff where they crawl in and then the eggs and then...
Like all of a sudden you got baby lobsters coming out.
Do you think that's true?
I think there's people that would do that out there.
Yeah, but do you think the baby lobsters come out and everything?
That I don't know, but it does seem like a warm and incubating area for something to hatch.
But if you're like, well... Yeah.
Babies grow out of it. Why not lobsters?
Babies do not grow there.
Somewhere deep within is where the babies nest.
Well, she has a point. Like a baby lobster, literally.
That is nasty. Thank you so much, Mindy. I love the interjection from the booth because it's always... You guys wait and give me the best stuff.
Oh, I got a lot of it. Stay tuned.
Okay. Thank you. All right. The other weird fetish I came across. Robot fetishism.
Robots.
Yes. Now, this is when you want to hook up with a robot or someone dressed as a robot. Maybe those Transformers really did it for you. All I could think of was the Svedka vodka commercials.
Yeah, that actually does make sense.
Right? Because you're like, oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, it does something to your head. You see this and you're like, okay, hot girl is selling alcohol. And you're like, wait, but they're robots. But they're kind of like girls. But you don't, you know?
Am I weird for thinking that when you said that, the first thing I thought of was like R2-D2 and CP3 or CP3O.
Does that do it for you?
No.
Is that, well, yeah, because if you think of those robots, it's like, ugh.
I'm not like a robot guy.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Is Star Wars bad?
This is not my thing. but actually, this is kind of related.
Okay.
In Japan, they have these new auto, what are they? I don't even know. I forgot the name for them. But basically, it's like it looks like a stand with a hole about halfway up the front. And then there's a video screen on top. And it's an automatic sperm collecting machine. And it's for, like, if they need to get a sample in a doctor's office or something. They said it's much more effective than the standard magazine and salad dressing cup method.
So they just stand there and it'll do it itself?
Mm-hmm. They stand there and put their junk in and watch the movie and then they're done. Easy.
Technology.
Yeah. What's weird is I actually saw a video of these about a year ago. But there was no explanation for what they were. And now I'm seeing news articles popping up explaining what they are.
So you're thinking that some guy just a new way to get off for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to find out it's actually for like medical use.
Yeah.
A year later, you read about
it. There's a fine line there. I mean, when it comes to fertility stuff, what's serious and what's... Because I don't know. I have never been through it personally, but I think you have to keep it light as much as you can. I know it's a really serious time for couples, but try to have some fun with it.
Yeah, but I couldn't imagine doing it that way. I'd still prefer the good old, like,
maybe it would feel good, though, if you don't have to use your hands.
Actually, it's a different sensation. I'm not down. I mean, I'm down to try it. I wouldn't say no to it.
You want
to
get your sample collected?
Yeah, let's do it. We have to go to where? Japan?
Yeah.
Let's go.
It'll be here soon. I'm sure there's one on a boat on the way over here. So we've exhausted our fetishes, our surprise position, and our anal update, which means it's time for our topic of the night. And actually what's interesting is After the show last week, I wanted to talk about this, but I didn't really know where to go with it. And then today, a news article came up.
Okay.
About a TV comic who is denying harassing his ex-lover. And I'll just read you the first paragraph here. It says, TV comedian Justin Lee Collins made his girlfriend recount every sexual experience she ever had for a notebook he kept as part of a campaign of domestic abuse, a court heard today. So, and then the article goes on to describe basically what this guy did, this TV comedian named Justin Lee Collins. He's in the UK. He would harass his girlfriend. He would ask for every detail of everything she's ever done with people from her past, and he would write it down. He would take like meticulous notes. He went through her emails and he read every single thing. Then he forced her to close her account, close her Twitter, close her Facebook. He cut her off from her life so that he could just harass her about these exes.
That seems kind of obsessive to me more than anything.
I think we have a caller. Yeah. Hi, caller. What's your name? I think we don't have a caller. Okay.
Someone got scared.
Well,
call back.
Feel free to call back. We want to hear what you have to say. But yeah, it's definitely obsessive. It's crazy. What point? Because, I mean, people do get curious about the person that they're with. Oh, who have you been with in the past? What have you done? How did you get to me? And so, I mean, it's natural to wonder, where'd you pick up that technique, you know? But at what point does it really become harassment? Like, too much. How much does your current lover deserve to know?
That's actually a really good question. I'm trying to think of my personal thing, what, how far I would go or ask. I think when, you know, I think the history kind of makes up who the person is. So I think inquiring about certain things and stuff like that, I think that's important. But not to the point where it's like, oh yeah, did he fuck you like this? You know, I mean, I think that's a little bit kind of obsessive. And this guy was taking like notes, or he was making her forfeit all that information.
Yeah, he was taking notes, and then he was using them for blackmail against her. He was saying, if you try to go out, I'm going to cheat on you and I'm going to tell everyone everything you did.
Yeah, see, that guy, he needs psychiatric help.
That would be devastating. Well, not for me. I mean, I'll tell anyone anything. But I mean, for someone who's a little more private, you know, I had a situation once where I asked a guy that I was with to do something. And it wasn't even because I had done it with anyone else necessarily. It was just something that I liked. Something that I knew I liked, right? And he would not do it. And I would have done anything for this guy, anything he asked, because I'm down to try everything, whatever. It's you and that person in the room. It doesn't matter who else you were with, you know, years ago, whatever. And he just was not having it. And finally, I was like, why won't you do this? I'll do everything for you. Why won't you do this one thing? It's not even crazy. And he was like, nope, I'm not going to do anything someone else has already done that you liked.
That was just to please you. That doesn't necessarily mean it was somebody else did that for you, right?
I couldn't figure out where that mindset came from.
Well, maybe it's because it's something you wanted. And he was just, you know, he wanted to hold that back and give it to you when you least expected it.
I thought that just doesn't make sense.
I don't know. You know, like, I think a lot of people like to tease people. You know, maybe that was his way of being a tease, but I don't think he never did it, did he?
He did do it.
He eventually did it,
and I loved it. I loved it more than, I mean, the thing is, for me, stories about exes are fine. A few things stand out. But really, once I move beyond that person, the memories go with it. There's no more excitement left for me. There's no reliving it. There's no fantasizing about it. There's nothing left there.
No, I agree. I mean, I think they're an ex for a reason. You move forward.
Yeah.
You know, that chapter's closed and you open up a new chapter in your life. And
it's like the sex and the emotions and everything closes in that door. So when I've had people question me about the past, I can really only give them vague answers because, I mean, it's just not important to me. It's just not in my head anymore. I have so much other things going on. I'm not going to hold on to the explicit details of that one guy 3 years ago. You know, I mean, it's just not important.
I think that's where you kind of redirect them and say, I want to move forward with you.
Yeah, true.
One of those.
True. I've never really grilled any guys I've been with about their past because I don't need to know. I mean, what if you do find out that their ex-girlfriend did this one thing so good, no one could ever touch it? Actually, I had a friend who's the girl he was with did this thing where she would grab his cock, but like below the skin area.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's like this, and she grabbed it down here, and that just gave him a whole new sensation. No one had ever done it before, and he was blown away by it. No one could copy that. So
maybe she was a little bit more experienced than...
I think she was.
And at that point, it was something that he never experienced, and he was just into it. And
but it's like, then does he move on to the next girl, and she's like... She demands to know everything he did with the last girl. She's never going to copy that technique. She's never going to have, it's never going to be the same experience. So what's the point of getting your head all out of whack over it?
You know what? I've never had that fixation on exes like that, or to even know someone's past like that.
Just let it go, right?
Yeah. I honestly think you would try to move forward from it. That's the best thing to do. And then if not, you're obviously not over that person.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know. You kind of have to be grateful for the people from the person's past because they've made you or they've made that person into who you love today. But there's no reason to, what did you do on January 13th when they gave it to you like that, you know?
Well, how about this? Have you ever had sex with any of your exes? Like, say you were with somebody for, I don't know, a couple of years and you just ran into them randomly and you had sex with them?
Okay, hold that thought. We have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, what's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going tonight?
It's good. I was actually going to answer a few of your questions first off.
Okay.
Number one, 14 inches is huge. I myself am like, you know, 7.5, I guess.
What race are you?
What's that?
What race are you?
Hispanic.
Okay. I'm just getting a visual, that's all.
And then number two, hell no am I going to try giving myself anal or whatnot. Holy shit. But moving forward, what I'm really calling about is, have you guys heard of this tycoon dad from, I guess it's Hong Kong, trying to marry his 33-year-old daughter, and he's willing to pay $65 million to the soon-to-be husband? Have you guys heard about this?
Wait.
Say it again?
He's trying to marry off his daughter, or he's trying
he's
to
trying
marry
to marry his off his daughter.
Okay.
The reason being is that she... you know, she's 33 years old. She's actually really, really pretty. But this guy is, you know, he's one of Hong Kong's richest tycoons, right?
Uh-huh.
His name is Cecil Chow Zay Sung or whatever. But he's making an effort to marry off his daughter because she's apparently in a relationship with another woman, which, you know, probably... is maybe raising some eyebrows in the family or whatnot. But moving forward, he's willing to pay $65 million for someone to wow his daughter.
Wow.
I hope she's
listening.
Isn't
this crazy? So I'm calling you guys to see how I can, like, put myself in the hunt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right,
It seems like you've already kind of done your homework.
Well, I researched the internet quite a bit.
All right, well, my first piece of advice is girls love assholes. They will flock to them. So if you can, if you can find this girl at a club and just be a dick to her, she will follow you home.
Well, no, I know that. I have no problem with girls, but I just want the $65 million, you know?
You don't want the girl?
Well, no, obviously I'm going to have the girl, and she is, you know, I'm not going to lie, she's cute, but, you know, money talks, you know?
So you want to know how to get the girl?
Yeah, how to get a hold of this property
developer. How to get a hold of the girl.
In order for me to have a chance at the $65 million.
Well, you're the internet research guru.
I understand that. But you guys have...
Oh, you think we're connected?
Certain connections in order to get connected, you know? You are like my hookup, you know what I'm saying?
People helping people, that's what we do.
Man, we are locked in this little glass room. We don't... I don't know, Hong Kong.
Actually, Jeff, let me ask you a question. If you were paid $1 million to insert your penis in your asshole, would you do it?
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Not even for $1 million?
But I like the game. Let's go further. You know, now, you know, entice me with like $2 million or something.
Listen, there's people out there doing it for free.
I don't know if I can do it.
You wouldn't even try it? I know you're going to try it tonight.
No, I'm definitely not going to try it because that's, you know.
You're not even going to think about it.
No, I'm definitely not going to think about it because that's weird.
You've been thinking about it for almost an hour now.
I've only done it once to a girl and I felt bad doing it to her, but she's the one that wanted it. And I was like so repulsed by it that I will never, ever do it again.
What turned you off about it?
Oh, man, where do I start? It was, it felt like just like so empty, you know what I mean? It felt like, you know how like the term anal cavity? It seriously felt like an anal cavity, just emptiness, and I don't know, it was like weird.
Now, I've heard it's tighter than any other hole.
Yeah, obviously you need lube to penetrate. However,
once you're inside, it's like a cave.
Okay, here's a perfect analogy. You know those building blocks, like when you're young and you have to insert here for a square, here for a circle, here for a star, whatever, and then you have to find the certain piece that'll fit that certain
the anal piece.
So that's exactly what it feels like. It's so like.
It's such a perfect fit.
It's not such a perfect fit. The vagina is a perfect fit because it like molds to when you go into it versus this is, it's just a tight thing, for lack of a better word. And the smell, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous.
All right, Wait, Mindy has something to say. Mindy is the expert here.
I can explain the difference on what it feels like. The vagina is like a cozy sleeping bag where you go in and there's coziness touching you all around and you're filled with cozy. And then the butthole is like you're trying to squeeze through like just a really tight circle, like a tire. Like you go through that tire and then the tire's rubbing all up and down your body, but the rest is just hollow. And if you had arms, your little penis could like flop and swim and dance. And he has all this vast cavernous room.
Can I answer? I'll have option number one, please.
Okay, so you are not...
For $1 million.
So you would not recommend
it, right?
For
$1 million, yes. Right now, I'll go have sex with a girl for $1 million right now.
I'm gonna take off. You know, some people will just have sex with girls for free.
Yeah, that's true. You raise a good point. All right, but yeah, I think you guys are great. I've been listening to you guys for about a couple weeks, 3 weeks now, and... yeah, I think you guys are awesome.
I did want to let you guys know about
that $65 million. The guy trying to marry off his daughter.
You know what? I tell you what. I will do some research. I will update next week. I will let you know if I have any contact information. If I can get a Facebook page, I am a fantastic internet stalker. I will have you know.
Booyah, Bashaw. All right, you guys are great.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for calling in, Jeff.
What's our finers fee of that $65 million?
Oh, right. We get a piece, huh?
Damn.
Always talking business.
This new guy is, I like him. Wow, you're a money guy because you asked me if I wanted $1 million to do my own asshole, and I said no. So here's what I'll do. We'll split it 50-50.
That's pretty generous. And you have to have the girl the rest of your life? Okay, we're down. We're down.
Melissa,
yeah,
get on
well,
it.
She's 33 years old, you know what I mean? Yeah, and if she's not able to have kids, I guess we can adopt, you know?
I don't see a problem with this.
All right.
At all.
We have a plan.
We'll start with the dog first just to see how stuff works.
Okay. We'll go with that. Thank you so much for calling
all right, guys,
in, Jeff.
Thank
have
you.
A good
Love
night.
Everybody. Bye.
That was interesting.
The dog?
I think you threw a curveball at us.
Okay. Well, back to what we were talking about before. I'm going to find that girl. I know she has a Facebook or something. She's probably like Paris Hilton out there flashing around.
First time I've ever heard of something like that.
I'm going to look into this.
That's pretty crazy. Like, that's a lot of money.
I know. We could be set.
That's like hitting the lotto.
I know. It'd be easier just to buy a bunch of lottery tickets.
I don't know. You would have to spend to do that. I think with, you know, if this guy's like a charming guy, like it seems like he has a nice personality. If he could wow her.
He's got to get to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
He could do it. We'll hook him up. We'll help him out.
There you go.
We'll help him out. We have the radio power. Okay. So your question was, you don't remember. We were talking about at what point does it become harassment that you're lover, your current lover's asking about your ex, harassing you about your ex. You asked a good question earlier, actually, on the way up here, you or something. I don't know. You said, what would you consider a healthy relationship?
Yes.
Is the asking part of a healthy relationship? Is it, I mean, if a guy doesn't ask at all, would you, I mean, some girls might be like, he doesn't care. Some girls might be relieved. Let's just be honest. Some girls are like, he doesn't ask, I'm free, no big deal. But some girls might take that as he doesn't care. This is why guys have such a hard time with girls, because I mean, it could go either way. Everything could go either way.
This is actually pretty interesting, because I've actually been in relationships where the girls were in maybe more like jealous relationships where the men were jealous, and I'm not really a jealous type.
I know. Tell us your line.
Well, it's not my line. It's actually Jay-Z said it in a song. He said, jealousy is a female trait, but I add in at the end that I ain't no bitch.
That's like what you live by.
What, Jay-Z?
No, you.
No,
every
actually,
time we're on the phone, at some point you tell me like jealousy is not, it doesn't look good on a guy.
I don't think so. I mean, I think I'm kind of like the alpha male where I lay low. But I'll check you when I need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm pretty a free spirit. Like, if you give me a reason to put you in your place, I will put you in your place.
Like, what would be a good reason?
I think number one, if like being just disrespected. You know, like if we're out, you know what I mean? If I'm trying to think of a really good reason.
Will you tolerate, say you're out at a club and your girl is, maybe she's just a flirty person in general. Say she's talking to another guy and maybe you take it as genuine flirtation. Would you step in or would you wait till later?
No, you know what? I think I'm a good judge of character. So to get to that point, I don't, like, I'm okay with it. Like if they go, you know, it's kind of friendly banter. I'm okay with it because I'm going home with her.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'm actually, I kind of take pride. I mean, I've been out with a girl and a guy tried to hit on her. And I would go up to him and be like, you know, I give you props. At least you have balls to step up to the girl. You know what I mean? Because a lot of guys, they don't have the confidence to go step up to a girl.
True.
They're maybe intimidated. They might not have any kind of game, so on and so forth. I mean, there's various reasons. But some guys, they don't care. They'll just really go up and do that. And I think they'll be successful with, if not that one. I honestly think at that point, it's a numbers game. Honestly,
that's a good point. I've been with a guy in the past who, oh God, every time we went out, if I so much as looked at another guy, not even in like a flirty way, I mean, literally, if I looked at another guy, I would get shit for it later. Why did you talk to that guy? You want to be with that guy? You want to be with this person? And it's like, I can have friendly contact with someone. I wouldn't even dare cross the line into like legitimate flirtation around this guy. Even not around this guy. I mean, there was just accusations flying And it was like, I never did anything. I never had any intention. I gave this guy my heart 110% and I made sure he knew it. But it was just the jealousy was out of control.
Yeah, like that. I mean, obviously his insecurity turned into the jealousy and I think that's a turn off. It's not.
Because then, you know what actually ended up happening was then I wanted to outdo him with the jealousy. I was like, okay, I can play your game too. What about this girl? What about that girl? And it just got into a pissing match.
Yeah.
Nobody won. And then, you know, I start out thinking like, oh, this is just a game, whatever. And then, but I can't tell if they think it's a game. So maybe they're taking it serious and I'm laughing it off. And you can't be like, okay, stop, seriously. All right. But we know we're going home together, right? Because then they're like, yeah, but I don't trust you anymore. But what?
No, but see, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about, like an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, would you consider that healthy? I mean, you're kind of adapting to somebody's jealousy. And then in turn, you kind of play his game.
True.
And
true.
So if you go to the next relationship, you know, would you be jealous just because that's kind of what you knew for maybe the few months or a year you were with that guy?
I don't think I would. I'm just, I've been in enough serious relationships that have come to an end that it's like my philosophy up to this point has always been fine. You're going to cheat on me. Bye. Don't come back though. You know, I really believe in openness and honesty in a relationship. So, you know, if someone wants to cheat on me, then they don't want to be with me. So just be respectful and tell me that, you know, if you're going to go out behind my back, don't do it behind my back. So I'm sitting there calling you. Where the hell are you? I thought we were together. And then break my heart, you know, later when I find out.
Yeah, that's actually one of the disclaimers that I throw out there when I start talking to somebody, you know, because I give like 200% once I become in that relationship. And at that point, it's like, if I give you any reason, like to say, if I'm not fulfilling like your needs in any way, like if I'm not making you happy or sexually or whatever the case may be, and you search for it elsewhere, that's my fault for not keeping you interested. I mean, I don't have anybody else to blame but myself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because if I lose sight, like obviously if like I'm in love with you and like I want to date you, if I lose sight of that, like if we lost connection, so I'm going to search elsewhere. I'm not going to give you that attention or that want or that need or that desire.
That's such a good point.
Right? So I have no one else to blame but myself.
Yeah.
And then if you go search elsewhere, I have to start. I mean, like as Michael Jackson says, start with the man in the mirror, right?
You have to wonder what you did. I mean, it takes a pretty big person to be able to look internally like that, because the first inclination of anyone is to be like, well, that bitch went and cheated on me because she has a problem. She doesn't understand what she has, but maybe she's not getting what she wants.
No, but it's so much easier to blame someone else.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you did this, so I'm going to go do that. I mean, when maybe it's you, you may have lost sight or maybe you're not doing your share.
That's true. So guys, girls, everyone in a relationship out there, look at yourself first to see what you can improve. Make yourself the person that you want to be in a relationship with. How about that?
Well, no, it's true, because think about it. When people break up, what's the first thing they say? Oh, I'm going to work on myself. I mean, you've heard that over and over.
Well, that's
from your
what
friends,
smart right? People say. That's not what everybody says.
Well, I mean, they could blame whoever. This guy's a dick. He's an asshole. She's a bitch. So on and so forth.
Right.
But I mean, how many people actually say, yeah, I fucked. I mean, there's people that say like, I fucked up. See, that's the thing. There's no, like, at that point, I'm not the type to be like, I coulda, shoulda, woulda. I'm going to give 200%. Because if I half-step my way through the relationship, you know, if things don't work out, oh, I fucked up. I could have done this. I didn't do that.
That's true. Yeah. So you put it all out there from the beginning. I feel like I'm a lot the same way, you know? I'll give everything I have to someone. Actually, I got married very young. So I never went through that like dating versus relationship kind of thing. I really didn't understand it. So when my marriage came to an end and I was older and out here, I felt like I was playing a whole new game. Cause I don't know. In my mind, it was like you meet someone, you spend some time with them, you hook up with them, that's the person you're focused on for a while until you decide it's not going to work, and then you move on to the next. You don't hook up with like seven people, you know, and it's just a casual thing. It just never made sense to me, and I still really don't like it.
How old were you? You said you were young.
When I got married?
Yeah.
20.
20.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, was he everything you thought he would be?
Yeah, he was everything I knew he was. Yeah. I was pretty clear on who he was.
So there were no surprises?
No. No, everything has gone pretty much as I expected it would. It's not all positive, but I wasn't shocked by anything. I was very clear about what I was getting into at the time. But prior to that, I had only one serious relationship that went on for about 5 years, and that was all through high school and college. So I had never done the I'm going out with you tonight, I'm going out with you tomorrow, I'm not going to answer my phone on Wednesday because I'm going out with someone else. Like, it just feels disrespectful. It just doesn't feel right to me.
Actually, the one piece of advice that somebody gave me was, if you ever go out and, you know, say like your girlfriend or somebody, your spouse or whoever is going to give you crap, don't pick up the phone until you get home.
God.
Right? Or not even pick up the phone. Don't even deal with it, because if you're out, there's no point to hear it and then That's go home and hear it again.
Yeah, but what are you doing to be getting crap anyway? Shouldn't you?
Well, I don't know, but just say for whatever reason you're out with the guys and then you're supposed to be home by a certain time and you're not.
Oh man, my boyfriend's never answering the phone again.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't answer the phone because there's no point to hear it twice. Hear it while you're out and then go home and hear it again.
That's true.
So the point is just to hear it the one time when you get home.
That's true. Alex, I have had so much fun with you. This has been great. You are so insightful. And you're single. I'm just throwing it out there, ladies. You can hear that voice every night before you go to bed. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you back here next week.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.
Bye, guys.